The Guardian.
I'm Andrew Boswell and I'm from Biofuel Watch, who's a campaign group which campaigns against unsustainable biofuels.
In your talk you mentioned some quite recent evidence from February about the fact that the amount of carbon dioxide you lose into the atmosphere from land use changes may be much higher than we thought. Perhaps you could talk us through that.
Yes, that research is two papers which are published in Science Journal. One was by Fargioni and colleagues, and the other from Tim Searchinger and colleagues. And basically, they looked at a range of biofuels and they looked at the amount of carbon dioxide that is produced in converting the land into a biofuel plantation. And they found the range from 17 years to 420 years. And they call that basically a biofuel carbon repayment debt. And basically what that is saying is that if you take a piece of rainforest and peatland and you chop down the rainforest and put oil palm plantation on it, then the time it's going to take before you get back the emissions you save by using the biodiesel in vehicles at the end of the processing is actually going to be 420 years. And it's a massive hit of carbon dioxide, and you know it really is an accelerator of climate change. And you know, biofuels are initially sold as something which you know, could help with climate change, but until we really understand this land use change issue, you know, the whole biofuels enterprise is in doubt.
So your position is a complete moratorium at the moment on the use of biofuels. I mean, are there any biofuels in your view that could be beneficial?
Well, we need a complete moratorium at the moment, basically because there are these questions, and it's not just about the land use change. It's also about nitrous oxide emissions. It's also about food security. Biofuel crops displace food. But also there's a link between increased biofuel growing and food prices going up. And that at the moment is particularly critical issue. And really we need a moratorium so that the targets aren't driving this growth in biofuels. And so that we can stand back a bit and look at these issues. Actually, the thing can calm down a bit, that the less people will be actually being forced into starvation by that, and we won't be accelerating climate change. And look at the science, look at the evidence base, and see what the way forward is after that.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.